Hello, everybody. It's Marcy from wavesofcommunication.com. Welcome to another episode of the Language Facilitation Helpline podcast, and thank you for tuning in today. The fastest results come when you enjoy the process of language facilitation. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to my channel. For those of you who are new, my name is Marcy Melzer, and I'm an intuitive speech-language pathologist and language facilitation coach and consultant. And what that means is that I have created an entire platform, big exciting news about it today, for you. To equip and empower you as parents and caregivers and professionals, anyone who spends a lot of time with children who are not talking well yet. We call them late talkers on this channel. And my role, I believe, in life is to produce the information that will equip and empower you as the primary contact, the main influence, the one who is responsible for creating and facilitating this child's experience of growing up. All of you. That's why I'm here, to equip and empower you to work with these kids' current communication, whatever that is, nonverbal gestures, behaviors, tantrums, limited speech, echolalia, memorized phrases. It doesn't matter what they're using now. My strategies, my platform is all about parents learning what that is and facilitating the shift. That's why my workbook is called Shifting, the other title, that behavior into speech. That's how speech therapy develops naturally, and that's what I'm here to equip you about. So today, don't forget, by the way, to subscribe to my channel and return every week, because there's more information every week. And if you have questions, you can always post them in the comments on my videos. Now, today we're going to be talking about this topic. I've got 5 tips to change your child's mind. And the reason that I've come up with this topic today is because that's what a lot of these parents who have figured out that their children are not really autistic, that they fall in that virtual autism category. These children are in the mindset of video time is better for me than the teaching that other people have. And so they become resistant to that teaching, and their mind is set. That's why we're changing this child's mind. And you really can't change your child's mind. But what I'm going to be talking to you today about is the way to facilitate that. Now, before we get into it, I've got a really, really exciting and important announcement to share with you. I have a new website, a new platform. I've shifted over from where all of my information was housed before, because I am generating new trainings for people all over the world to become equipped and empowered and even certified in this. So to house my upcoming certification course, I have a new website for everyone. This is the website, wavesofcommunication.com. And the first thing that you're going to want to do is sign up for weekly updates and access my free Get Started guide. That's how you click this green button right at wavesofcommunication.com. And then after you sign up, the next thing that you do is watch this little video, because this little video, it's just a 5-minute video to explain to you those 6 signs that your current strategies are not working and that you need to be doing something different if you want to see some difference. And then after you watch that little video, start looking around. Up here in the navigation, there's all the information about my courses, my coaching, how to reach me if you have questions. And then this little button here helps you get the very best outcomes, because it explains exactly how I help parents make that shift and get the kind of progress that you've been missing, that you signed up for. Speech therapy might have promised you, whatever system you signed up for, and it's not
happening. I know that these systems are breaking down. It's happening more and more, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. You have the opportunity with this new platform full of training opportunities for you to not have to worry about these broken systems, because your child won't be affected by them, because you will be facilitating what they need. You are replacing the kind of education that you're expecting them to do. Remember, we know your child's behind, and they need you to help them catch up. And that's what my platform is for. So thanks for giving me a few minutes to talk about the new platform, because it's really important for everybody to show up. And if you watch till the end of this video, you're going to see how to enter my audiobook giveaway. I have 25 copies of this book right here. If it isn't fun, it isn't fun. This audiobook, I am giving away 25 access codes so that you can download and listen to this book for free on the Audible platform. We're going to be talking about 5 tips to change your child's mind. Now, this is not an easy one and done kind of situation. It requires a process. Oh yeah, got a little bit more housekeeping to do. Thank you so much to all of my new YouTube members. Celestine Quino, I hope I said that right, upgraded to training. Thank you so much. Beatrice Light, who is very familiar to the channel. Thank you so much for joining us in the membership, Beatrice. Tris at the intention level, and Rachel and Kumda also. Thank you so much for joining me and accessing the videos that will help you change your child's future, basically. That's what it's all about here. Okay, so today on this video, for those of you who are here for the information, today I'm going to be talking about 2 realities of childhood development that you can consider, that you should consider when you're creating your plans for treatment, because these realities are why your child is stuck in a mindset, okay? Because of the everyday realities. And then I'm going to share with you 5 criteria that activate a child's neuroplasticity. This is criteria of activities that will actually activate your child's brain for rapid acceptance of new information. Remember, we're not just trying to teach them anything. We're trying to motivate their acceptance, their change, their acceptance of new information, because remember, they're stuck in what they know and they don't know better. Okay, so then I'm going to share with you 5 tips to approach everyday jobs and facilitate permanent change of mindset. Because remember, unless you develop new habits that your child can embrace, new environments, they're not going to make it. And here, this is what we have to start with, is these 2 realities. Because the way children learn, these are realities about the way children naturally learn. And the goal, again, of this platform is to equip and empower you as the parent or caregiver who's spending all day with this child to facilitate natural evolution. So because they're stuck in their comfort zone right now. We know this. That's why you're watching this video, because your child is resistant to change. Even if you have reduced video time and you're still not seeing the development you're looking for, it's because of this. That's why watching that video on my website is so important, for you to realize that you have to make a change, because if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. And you need to get something different if you are watching this. And the only way your child will do something different is if they choose to change their mindset, ideas, opinions, all of that stuff, which goes into your mindset about what you have to offer. So these realities will help you realize that, you know, and be conscious about what you're doing. And so here they are. Reality number 1, that's true for every child. It doesn't matter. Every child, every human. When a child or a person learns to do something new, but it's especially true for children, because remember, they don't have a choice. They only know what they know, and they only know what they've been taught, and they're 2 years old or 3 years old or 4 years old. They haven't been taught very much. They haven't been on the planet very long. But when they do learn something new that they enjoy a lot, I love this thing. I love this food. I love this video. I love this place. I love this person. Whenever they learn how to access that thing or use that method, ooh, when I, you know, stand on the stool, I can reach the sink a lot better, right? When they learn these tools or the methods that help them solve a problem or do what they love, they stick with it. It becomes their new comfort zone because it makes their life more comfortable. It's better than they used to have. And so they're like, they get rid of the old way fast and stick with the new way, but they stick with it until they see proof of a better way. And number two, like I said, they will change. They're very impressionable and super easily influenced as long as the ideas are new and better, right? Just like we said, in reality number one, because they'll stick with it until they see something better, and then they'll switch on a dime, everybody, okay? And so they're very impressionable and easily influenced by new and better ideas, especially when their learning experience meets certain criteria. And this is where the neuroplasticity comes in, everybody, because every one of you parents is dealing with these realities, and the same criteria that make a child want to do a thing over and over and over again are the same criteria that are scientifically proven to activate neuroplasticity and result in increased functional development. And that's how your child is learning, everybody, with virtual autism, to navigate videos on any device they can get their hands on, in any language. They can find their YouTube, they can find anybody's phone and find that YouTube icon, and even access, know how to search for, if they type the right letters in and find things, they know how to find their playlist, they know how to find their stuff. How do they learn those things? Because once they get into a method, they dig in and they keep learning and they keep trying and they keep learning and they keep trying, and it gets better without them realizing. Because they are trying. They are putting focused effort into targeted learning of that thing that works really well for them or they enjoy a ton, right? And the opposite is also true. If it isn't fun, it isn't fun. And these kids will give up, reduce, avoid, get out of anything that does not meet these criteria. Okay, so let's see, what are these criteria that are so important for you to consider when you're developing your activities? Here they are. Five criteria of activities that activate. And it's the only way I can think about to say that. Remember, activation, this whole concept of what we're trying to do here, okay? When you're trying to change your child's mind, the idea is, you know, there's a better experience available to them. If they used speech, they could tell you exactly what they want without having to throw themselves on the floor or drag you around. And they don't know better because, remember, they don't know the language. And so far, these methods have been working for them. They've been dragging you around and getting what they want. They've been throwing themselves on the floor and getting what they want. So far, those things are working, and you want them to change because you know better, right? That's the whole process here. But what we have to do first is get this child super excited about the potential of what you're teaching, because unless they decide it, or at least curious about it, right, that this thing that you're presenting, this method, this idea, this word, this phrase, this way to talk, this way to communicate that you're modeling for them that is a lot more effective than what they're doing now. The only way to get them to pick it up, of course, is if it's their idea. And how do we get this into their idea? We have to tap into that comfort zone with things that are working and that they love. Okay, so here's how to find those things. Number one, this activity that you come up with must trigger anticipation. And in the next phase, I'm going to talk about characteristics of they do, but this is what they have to do. This child cannot wait. I want to do this thing every day. And as soon as you bring up the idea, they're showing up to do it. They love this thing. It triggers anticipation. They know it. It's familiar. It's cool. And I can't wait to do it. It's something they already know and love and that you're just going to expand upon. But if you start with the things they love, they will join you. And then number two, and this is really important for the back end of the brain that parents don't consider. Remember, we're facilitating independent development here. And so you have to activate, remember, activities that activate your child to use their own brain instead of do what you puppet them through by literally putting your hands on them. So this activity that you come up with has to be easy enough that this child can do it on their own. We'll see that next. That's number three. It has to create quick success. And that motivates repetition because remember, this child has to anticipate and use their brain over and over and over and over again in order to make a permanent change. And quick success means, hey, I know this work. It proves your theory quickly, so the child doesn't second guess and start and stop and start and stop. No. When they know they're going to make success, they'll show up and do it. And number four, it has proven to be a better experience. So now, like I said, if they use the stool to reach the sink and they didn't have to climb up onto the countertop to do it and it was better for them, they will go and get the stool every time, right? So you have to see how the training that you're giving them, is that going to facilitate the habit change that you want in this child so that they evolve, they get out of their old habits. And number five, it has to be guided and supported. Because again, you don't want this child to second guess what you're saying. They want to know that you're smart, that your idea is proven, that it has that it will help them experience a better situation and that with some practice, they can get better at it quickly because at least 1% every day, they're going to get better because you are guiding and supporting them. You don't just drop them in front of a training video and expect them to learn on their own. You are guiding and supporting them through the entire process. And that's why all of these five criteria have to be aspects of the things that you do. It's not just about making kids do things, right? And you're going to use these criteria to facilitate the brain building effort that your child needs for better development in everyday activities. Because if they don't try, they won't develop. So here we're going to break them down. What I'm going to do in this section is I've got all five of those categories. And what I've done for each one is I've set aside some specific tips for each one of these characteristics that are designed as prompts for you to adapt an activity, any activity, brushing teeth, riding in the car, mowing the lawn, blowing bubbles, getting dressed, anything that you're doing, feeding the dog, anything that you do, cooking. This is how you can adapt these activities, okay, to include all five of those categories that we talked about, those criteria necessary for success. Okay, the first one here is that it triggers anticipation. Remember, the kid can't wait to do it because the teacher, the topic, the activity, the location, or the object is known to have caused them to have a good experience in the past. I like this thing. I know it. It's a thing I like. It's a thing I know. I can do this thing. And so here's how you adapt activities to make them more activating. Number one, you plan activities together and use visual aids because you're activating more parts of your child's brain as you trigger anticipation, right? Number two, you're going to mark the event on the calendar for reminders. So if it's not coming up until Thursday or Saturday or the weekend or next week or even tomorrow, you know, when you put your chores on the calendar, these are all events that your child looks forward to. But remember, these things have to be so fun that your child cannot wait. Number three is to shop for or create materials as your first step. And so that's it. While you're still getting the materials ready, we're not doing it yet, but that is an activity that already gets the brain thinking about it and planning for it and anticipating it. And that's, again, what number four does. As you communicate your plans to others and build anticipation, because you just say yourself, I can't wait to cook with you. I can't wait to play with you. I can't wait to do this stuff. You just use those words to trigger anticipation. All right, here's number two right here. And this is to allow self-control of movement. We talked about keeping your hands off the child, right? The child proves to themselves that they can do, say, listen, participate, try, whatever you're offering them. They can. The only way they know they can, moms and dads, is by you allowing them to do it. And how you do that is by letting them use their knowledge and reasoning to figure it out. And what you do is you demonstrate it first by doing the activity slowly. Be like a YouTube channel. Explain, repeat yourself, demonstrate, all of that stuff very slowly. And then if your child needs help because they can't pull up their pants on their own or this or that or this, use your hacks and tools. How did you learn to do this? How did you figure it out? What did you use? Like, you know, how do you use the stool so you don't have to climb on the countertop? Again, the limitations. I'm too short to reach the counter. I'm too little to use the sharp knife. I'm too this or that or this or that. Then you use hacks and tools. And you teach your child what these hacks and tools are, because remember, your child is already hacking the system as they navigate YouTube to find their videos. They understand what hacking is. They understand how to make things better, how to give up old things for a new tip or trick or whatever that makes their life better, easier, or more fun. Because we all want a better experience, but we just don't know it until it's presented to us as an opportunity. And that's your job as a facilitator, is to be presenting these opportunities every day. So you offer the option to change positions or location. Maybe your child, you see them looking uncomfortable sitting and you want to let them get up, or you want to let them move around or whatever. Maybe they're too antsy moving around and they need to sit down and relax, or they need a weighted belt, all of that stuff. That's up to you to work out with your child, not anybody else. You together, to allow your child to have the control over their system, over their body. And ask before you step in and touch your child to help. That's just it. If you don't ask and you just go ahead and step them, that's not allowing self-control, and your child's brain won't learn, right? If you keep taking over, I'll just do it. I'll just finish it. I'll just get it better. I'll just clean it up. I'll just finish the job. If you keep doing that, your child won't ever get better. They'll just only do the first half or the little bit or the get started, because they know you expect perfection, and the only way that you're going to get it is yourself. So they become puppets then, and their brain shuts off. They're not learning anymore while they're puppeting, while they're being puppeted. That's all you getting the outcome you want by your effort. This is not what this video is about. This video is about motivating your child to increase their effort. Okay, so they change their mind, because you puppeting a child will never change their mind. It never will. In fact, what it will do is make you, your information, feel so much less valuable to them that they will shut you off or down. Depending on if you're too enabling, they'll just shut you off and let you do it while they watch videos. Or if you're too empowering, they'll shut you off and leave the room, shut you down and leave the room. They won't take it from you. They might be there physically in the thing, but in their mind, they're elsewhere. And this is not what you want. You need your child to be there with you in the experience, because otherwise you're wasting your breath and your time. Who's going to teach this child if they're not showing up to the lessons of the life that you are presenting to them as their natural facilitator? Naturally learning. These aren't artificial things you're setting up. This is naturally offering the environment and opportunity for your child to change their mind. Okay? So, now, number three here is this creates quick success, okay? So after teaching and demonstration, this child is able to achieve 80% success with zero to minimal assistance. Whoops, swaying. Hang on a second. Let me bypass here, because I don't know if we got past number one. No, we got number two. Moving into number three. There we go. Okay, sorry about that. So Number three is that it creates quick success, right? So again, we really want to motivate this kid to show up to your class, your teaching, your whatever you're teaching them, whether it's how to get dressed or how to, you know, write their name or whatever you're teaching them, right? Remember, because that's the idea here is your child currently doesn't know how to do that thing independently. And you're there as their natural facilitator, their caregiver, their parent, the one who wants to help them grow up to be a successful human being, an adult, right? A big kid, the one that's independent, that does things for themselves. And that's you. You're the facilitator. You're the one that wants to help them do that. Okay. So you got to show them that you can help them make quick success, and then you will be their teacher and coach forever. So here's the criteria. After teaching and demonstration that we just talked about, that slow demo that you're going to do and encourage that child, they should be able to achieve at least 80% success of whatever you're asking them to do with zero to minimal assistance. I mean, minimal, like just the last, like, you know, close the latch, or they're not strong enough to push the button, or something like that. Okay. The very last thing. They're doing 99%. You're doing 1% minimal assistance. They should be able to achieve at least 80% success, and you're helping them get through the rest. Okay. So how you do that is you keep text functional and applicable to now. And this is really important, because if you're asking your child to do or say things that are not appropriate to this moment, this activity. So let's say your, you know, grandma comes over and you call him over to try to get him to say his new words when he was previously, you know, watching videos or playing or, you know, with the other kids or something. But you call him over to ask him to perform for you or do something for you or whatever. And he doesn't, because that wasn't on his agenda. It wasn't planned ahead. There wasn't a performance scheduled, but you want to show off what you've been teaching your child. And then they shut down and clam up on you, right? That kind of thing happens, you see, when you're not applying your jobs to right now and what's important right now. So if you want to really show off what your child is doing, then you go to them and you play with them and you talk to them and you ask them to show you what they're doing. Don't come up with new performances that they haven't rehearsed for and expect them to perform them. It's not going to work. Okay. And that's what therapy is, you see. It's all artificial. There's no functional way to talk about those functional things, because they have a clinical environment where they set you up. If the therapist takes your child into another room and closes the door while they get their toys out of their bag and play at their little table, and that's the only opportunity or situation that is discussed in the therapy time, that's limiting your child. That's not natural. That's artificial. That's not how children learn. That's how therapy works. Okay. So these tasks have to be created. You have to explain the reason your method works, slowly demonstrate how you make it look easy, and reward every try of success, because 80% is really great improvement. It's great achievement. And nobody gets 100% success on everything, especially when we're trying to learn new things. Okay. Number four is that it's proven to cause a better experience. So your expert tips, meaning this child knows that you know better than they do. You are the expert because you've proven it to them, not because you say, I know I'm the mom and listen to me and I know. Think about how you feel when professionals do that to you. Somebody who doesn't know your child at all shows up and says, I'm an expert on autism and I can tell that that's autism walking down the street. And they don't know your child. They don't know your family. They don't know anything. How do you feel when people project that stuff onto you? Your child doesn't like it either. And so that's why you have to prove to them that you can get them a better experience. You're expert because you always make things, the ers or the ests, easier, bigger, faster, longer, happier, tastier, because of you, because of your influence, these experiences are better. And it's proven because you've done it over and over and over again, because you're this child's caregiver. You know what they love. You know how to make things nice for them, and they know it. Okay. And so all that has to do is be those things. You don't have to do anything new and artificial. Just do the things your child likes that are proven to be their preferences. And what you do is you remind them how of their own change, they did this. They used to not be able to do something that they can do right now on their own without help. And you can remind them of that. And then when you're teaching them something, you can discuss two plus options. We can do it this way or we can do it this way. If we do it this way, this happens. If we do it this way, this happens. That's the discussion. You can't say my way or the highway. That's not two options. That's here's what happens with option one and how we feel about it. Here's what happens with option two and how we feel about it. Okay. Number three is share your own experiences of learning from mistakes. Think about those times that you goofed, you know, that you, and as a result, you got hurt, right? You weren't paying attention and you stubbed your toe or you cut yourself with a knife or who knows what you did. You learn from your mistakes because you got an owie or a boo-boo or a bad experience that you don't want to have that happen again. So your brain learns fast. I have to be careful with the sharp knife. I don't touch the hot stove. I hold mommy's hand when I cross the street, right? These things are permanent habit change as a result of better experiences, okay? And that's how you're going to use this number four criteria, proven to cause a better experience, okay? And number five here is that it's guided and supported. And that means that kids love fun opportunities to practice and show off. So once they know something, they want to show everybody that they can do it. And they need you to set up those, like I said, little performances for them so they can do it. And here's how you do it. Number one, you give complete demonstration with visual aids that explain everything expected. I keep saying it's the same thing. Once you show your child literally what is better and keep at it, they will pick it up. They do. That's how they learned everything they know so far. They watched somebody do it, they tried it for themselves, and they picked it up. And when you guide them like a YouTube video and be their favorite influencer, you're going to guide them through everything. And you always confirm that they understand the expectations, not just follow directions, because a lot of parents will say that their kids don't understand anything. And this is because you're not even confirming that you're not connecting to communicate with them. You're just talking at them. Number three is to offer repeat demonstrations and assist as many times as your child needs you to show them and help them and do it for them until they feel confident to do it on their own. That's what you do. And this number four is a great trick, especially if you have more than one kiddo in your household. You assign jobs that highlight abilities. So if somebody's good at climbing or strong, you give them those kinds of things. And if somebody's good at thinking and at organizing, you give them those kinds of things to do. And then as everyone does these things together, those kids show off what they're good at. And the other people learn from their amazing examples because they're good at it and the other kids are not as good at it. So give jobs not to the kids that can't do them, give the jobs to the kids that can do them and other kids will learn from them. Okay, so let's just look really quick. Here's those five criteria again, all in one slide so that you can screenshot and see, are my activities that I put in my workbook, that I in my itinerary every single day, are these activities actually facilitating improvement or change in my child? Number one, they trigger anticipation. Number two, they allow self-control of movement and get your kid to use their brain. They activate quick success and motivate repetition of that activity. They are proven to be a better experience for the child. And so they there it goes. Okay. So what I want to share with you now, one more time, is that website, wavesofcommunication.com, and my new website. This is how you are going to go ahead and get a free copy of my audiobook. So The main way to connect with me and stay updated on all of the courses and everything that I'm doing is with my newsletter. And so that's what you're going to do is you're going to head over to wavesofcommunication.com and you're going to subscribe to my newsletter, okay? Right there at that green button, sign up for those updates and get the Get Started Guide. And then in this week's newsletter, you will see the invitation to get your book. You're literally going to be able to push a button and sign up for the giveaway if you have access to my newsletter. So remember, I have 25 copies of my audiobook to give away. I'm celebrating the transformation of my new platform. We launched real quietly in the back end there on the 8-8 Lionsgate portal for all of those you spiritual warriors out there who understand how this is a spiritually based mission to equip and empower parents to connect with their children and understand through love that there is no need for pressurizing, forcing, making. We can help these children who are here to help us change the planet and grow forward and develop our future. We don't need artificial intelligence. We just need to equip and empower the young people who are coming into the world right now. And those of them who are toddlers and kiddos who are trying to navigate learning and sharing and connecting and spreading love and kindness and generosity and wisdom throughout the world. They're equipping their parents to give up stressful, worry situations by working together and co-creating the future that they want for their family. So they never look back on fight or flight situations and disempowering school systems because their kids are developing excellence every single day. And that's what I am here, motivated, guided by God and the universe to bring to you today. So I hope that this video was impactful and informational to you. I know that it was not my typical thing. It requires a lot of thought and very high level concept for you to consider the way you are working with your child right now, because that is everything. Mindset is everything. The strategies are super easy. It's not difficult to connect with and talk to your child. However, the influences that are trying to stop that very natural thing from happening are huge right now. The autism propaganda is huge. The early diagnosis stuff is huge. And my platform offers an alternative for all of that, that I know is going to continue to break down more and more every day, every month, every year, because more and more people are coming to my platform looking for an alternative. And that's what I'm here to create for you. So thank you so much for joining me today. Please visit my website. One more time, I'm going to share it with you. My new website, I'm very, very excited about this opportunity for you to, learn everything you need to equip your kids to bypass these broken systems and find the success that you're looking for. I know you can do it, and I'm here for you. I'll see you over on the website, and I'll see you here next week for another informational video on the Waves of Communication channel. Thank you again for joining me, and bye for now.
With a whole range of Waves of Communication resources, from free content to customized coaching, you now have access to everything you need to elevate spoken language to infinite success. You are welcome to get your journey started with my 11-week language facilitation Journey to Speech workbook. You can access this workbook and all of the language facilitation resources on my website, wavesofcommunication.com.